Hey, good morning, bows and bow ties. I typically don't come on this early in my journey to work, but you guys saw the title. The title right now, as it stands, says Childless at 40, Unpopular Opinions. I don't know if I will have this same title, if this title will remain, but let me just tell you why I wanted to talk about this for a second. I just got back from a weekend with my husband, actually. We went away where I could wear a tank top and some booty shorts. Now, granted, I'm in my 40s, my husband in his 50s. I'm sure my shorts did not look the same as they did when I was 20. But the significance of that was we did not go with our children. And I don't regret it at all. Now, granted, when we got on the plane, I was missing my kids. I always do this. And as soon as we get on the plane, whenever we do take some time away from the children, you know, my husband's like, now, see, you always do this. What is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. But we went without our kids, and we were able to move around much more freely and do the things that we wanted to do. So recently I started getting, in my feed, I would say did it start in my YouTube feed first? I can't remember which one is which, but I think it was primarily my YouTube feed. And it was a bunch of little videos on women who were childless. And so I selected it. Now, this was maybe like a week or two ago when I selected it. And then, you know, I saw more this morning. And so once you select something, you know, the algorithm will curate a bunch of videos on that particular topic, right? Okay. So I deserve to get bodied up by a whole bunch of videos on women who are childless. So let me just give you an opinion on women who are making these types of videos. I am not upset at all. If you ask them a question, they answer. You cannot be upset that they gave you an answer they didn't like. Now, maybe a couple of the answers that I've heard, I'm like, I kind of push back on, but one of the examples was, is there's a woman who mentioned she enjoys being, if my video starts acting crazy, it will clear up because this is a spot that I'm known to have shenanigans in, okay? So just be patient. The video will get its life back together. So anyway, if you ask a bunch of women who are in their 40s or 50s or, you know, they're basically past childbearing age or they're nearing the end of their ability to have children. If you ask them their opinions on, do you regret the fact that you've never had children? You're going to get a variety of answers, but there's going to be women out there who's going to say no. Oftentimes, people will go demonize these women because they chose not to have 5 million kids. They're like, you're selfish, they're this. I'm like, well, wait a second. These women chose a lifestyle that works for them. They are saying, I do not want to share my body. I do not want to share my time. I do not want to hold responsibility for children. And I don't think it's a crime to say that. They want to live the life that they want on their terms. Now, there are areas where I will push back, right? The areas where I push back is when you say things like, oh, I can't do stuff that I want to do if I had a child. I like to travel. I would push back on something like that, right? I'm like, well, wait a second. I too like to travel, and I seem to find ways of traveling, I won't say all the time. I did have to modify when I travel is sometimes the things I want to do. So if you're going to say, oh, because I can't travel, because I can't do X, Y, Z, yeah, I could probably buy that. But to sit there and say, I just can't do all these things, I'm like, I push back. I just got off a plane. Now, really, I do recognize my privilege. The reason why I have this privilege is because I chose to establish my career first. I met my husband, and then, you know, we had two professionals who were high earners, and then they were able to save, and then I was able to have children, okay, and go from there. I was able to remain home for a few years as well. So I was able to see both sides of the coin of being a stay-at-home mom and to be a professional. With that being said, I'm not saying it was easy. What I'm saying is I was able to establish myself. My husband was established when I met him. So it allowed for us to have a different level of flexibility. And I recognize the privilege that I have in seeing all these things. So I just wanted to make sure I give full disclosure, because not everybody has that capability. But I also wanted to say, you know, there are times when people will get out there and say, I don't want to do this because I won't be able to travel or this, that, and the other. I traveled before I had my kids. I have traveled since having kids. I have brought my kids on my travels. As a matter of fact, oftentimes when we go someplace with or without kids, I see people with children. Now, there are going to be times when there are going to be certain activities you cannot engage in, and I get it, right? So if you want to take that and use that as an example, fine. I push back also when people say women with children are miserable. I'm like, okay, now wait a second. I push back on that because, as in any situation, you're going to find a spectrum, okay? And I think there are seasons in your life, whether you are with children or without children, whether you are with children or without children, I'm going to say again, whether you are with children or without children, there are seasons in your life. And so oftentimes people say, oh, women with children are miserable and they did this and they're that. And the reason why I like to push back on that is not that, that doesn't mean that there aren't women with children who are miserable. But I would say that there are stages in life that are more challenging than others. And also, when people make these comments, they never actually talk about the women who are not miserable. They always find this one side, this one thing, like the confirmation bias. They'll find a little bit of confirmation bias. See, that's why I told you these women with children are miserable. There are women with children who have tons of joy. You know, I've experienced the highs and the lows of having children, okay? My son graduated from high school last year, and that was a big high for me because I recalled all the experiences I had with him from baby into his young manhood. You know, let me just say this. When people get on these apps and they talk about they don't want children, this is how I liken it. Tell me about you. Don't tell me about someone else. Because it's the same thing that applies like when you see black guys get out on these apps and they say things like, I'm with this kind of person because black women, I'm like, Tell me why you want to be with somebody else. You should be able to say, hey, I like dating X, Y, Z because I like the culture. I don't know. Whatever it is. Tell me the affirmative. Don't tell me what you don't like about something else. So when women get out here on these apps, for the most part, I can rock with it until you start saying, well, women with children are X, Y, Z. No. Just tell me why you didn't want to have children. If you tell me I like to reclaim my time, I like to travel, I like to sleep in, or whatever it is, But if you can tell me, I don't like if you tell me what it is on your terms without disparaging another group, I can rock with that. I can totally rock with it. Now, I'm going to give you a quick story. I don't know if it's a real story. When I was younger, I had such a dysfunctional life. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to have children for the longest time. I was just like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. As I got older, I said, I think I would have one. My oldest is not with my husband. My oldest has a different dad. And his dad is, he is a funny dude. My oldest, I remember I was content with my oldest. And it didn't work out with his dad. But we're still cool to this day. He is funny. And we just, it was, I didn't think I really wanted any more children. I met my husband a little later because I met my husband in my 30s. And he was ready to have kids. And I didn't know if I really wanted to have any more kids. But I was like, you know what? I don't hate the idea. I was content with one. And he was like, he wanted to have children. And I was like, okay. And then when so I have my son, and I think I was just in a different place in my life. I was like, all right, I'm good. I was having fun. And then I was like, well, you know what? I don't have a daughter. And then the rest is history, right? I went from not wanting to have children to okay with having one. Next thing you know, I was like, I'm going to have a daughter. And I ended up having twins, boy-girl twins. So I got my other son, which he is just as awesome. And he is a riot. You know, he's probably the funniest kid out of all of my kids. My children, I did not necessarily think I wanted to have four kids. I enjoy having my kids. There's times when I threaten them all the time. I'm pretty sure they all need therapy. Let's be clear. But I wasn't really pressed to have kids. At the end of the day, I enjoyed living my life, having a so-called career. It wasn't so much that I enjoyed my career. I just enjoyed my freedom. I enjoyed the fact that it was a means to an end. I enjoyed the fact that I could move the way I wanted. But when I had children and I had to change how I was moving, I was in a space where I was okay with the change. I was okay with meeting other people and gaining other perspectives. I was okay with enjoying that side of womanhood. You know, I had my kids when I was 28, 33, and 35. And I don't regret it. With that being said, I can understand how women who are childless at 40 may, or 50 or whatever it is, I can understand that too. I don't like when I see people demonize a group of women who are choosing a different path. But I also don't like when these women get out here on these apps and they go out of their way to say something negative about women who choose to have children. So the way I see it, it's like, look, regardless of your choice, have your choice. I don't want women coming after these women. This is what you're designed to do. You can be designed for something, not necessarily do something, right? Like, this is a bad example. You can be a bucket. It's designed to hold stuff, but sometimes the bucket is empty, and that's okay too, right? It's not carrying anything. Women can be designed for having babies, but not everyone should have babies. Not everybody wants to have babies, and not everybody is resentful that they didn't have any. You know, that's just where I'm at with it. This childless at 40, 50, or whatever it is, I don't know. I don't look at this as this great negative thing. There are women who did want to have children, and it just didn't work out for them, right? And I get it. But I don't want to demonize any of these women either. I think that they want to live a child-free life. It gives them a level of freedom, and they get to just focus on themselves and all that good stuff. And I'm here for it. I don't think it's a bad thing. Everyone's sitting there trying to say that these women are so selfish. I'm like, you're selfish for thinking that these women need to, like, share their womb with the world. Let me tell you something. If you guys need to start paying attention, I had just texted someone last week. I think I commented on this in the video about how there was in South Korea, their birth rate has fallen below 1. I think they're at like 0.7 and it's projected to go to 0.6 or something like that. Women have literally said, I no longer want to have children. They don't even want to be in relationships with men. You know, not in a homosexual way in terms of like having those kinds of relationships with women. They just want to just be in fellowship with other women and have fun. And they don't want to have babies, I guess, because the patriarchal society was so oppressive for them. They're just like, we don't care. Think what you want. We're not having these children. You can't force us to have these children. We have a job, blah, blah, blah. So now you got a bunch of angry men mad that women don't want to have babies with them. They're like, for what? This isn't the life that I want. This benefits you. This doesn't benefit me. You want me to have these babies for your benefit. And I don't see a benefit for me. So, like I said, I look at what's happening. People are getting on these apps. And more young women are just saying, I don't want to have any more children. I don't want a children. So getting back to the whole premise of what this was about, women who were childless at 40 and 50 and 60 or whatever, I don't think it's that big of a deal. There are women who knew they didn't want to have any children and they stuck by it. There are women who were on the app and they mentioned that either they had a miscarriage early on or maybe they terminated their pregnancy early on and they didn't regret it. They felt like it was the best decision of their lives. I'm not here to speak on the determination. What I will say is they seem to be happy that they are not with children. So, and the one thing I agree with them on is when people come at them and they say things like, oh, don't you want to have children to take care of you when you get older? I'm like, that's a crappy reason why to have children. I didn't have my kids so they can take care of me when I get older. That's not why we have kids. That's a really crappy reason to bring someone into the world. That's selfish. You talk about women who don't have children, I think it's selfish to say, I'm going to bring a child into the world so they can take care of me when I'm older. That's not a reason why you have kids. Anyway, I just wanted to get that little perspective. It's not popular, but I wanted to speak on it. I'm not advocating for or against kids. I'm saying if you don't want to have kids, that's okay. I'm saying if you want to have kids, that's okay. But whatever your reasons are, let your reasons be your reasons without having to disparage the other group. It's, like I said, oh, my alarms are going off. If you don't want to have kids, don't have kids. You just don't have to disparage anybody else in the process and talk up, down on women who chose to have kids. All right. Hopefully, this was a little bit entertaining. You go ahead and subscribe because I'm amazing and everybody can do no wrong. And hopefully, this will spark conversation. If not, that's okay too because I said what I said. These are my bold thoughts. And I think that's it.